AB dictates the letter. Mr. Mendel Mintz, dear sir, enclosed find my check for $1,000 what I owe you. I am sorry to have kept you waiting. Yours truly, Abe Kedibble. This is the kind of a letter I would have written you if I had the money. But I am glad I am broke. To owe you money is a pleasure. I was going to write you a very mean letter, but last night Ginsberg told me that you had one glass eye, and I felt sorry. You know, I always thought that eye looked honest. But I ain't after all so sorry to you. Anybody that says all is fair in love and war, I don't trust in business either. I would have written to you sooner, but the hotel Astor is watching the writing room lately. But what made me use my own stationery is what I heard you said about me. Why did you say to Finkelberg that I was a swindler and a faker? You know he goes around and tells everything he knows. And a fine lodge president you are. You had no right to expel me out from the lodge. But now that I am out, let me tell you that you threw out a fine, honest member. And I want my initiation key back. They gave it back to me in every other lodge that I've been thrown out of. And what right have you to expel me? I was elected by 342 members. I can prove it by Jake's Cigar Store, where I bought the cigars that night. You realize, of course, that my business is going to flui on account of you. You told me to buy the store where I am now. You told me to rent that store. You said it was a great location. You said that 100,000 people passes that store a day. You got right. They passed it all right. Anyhow, you got to learn I don't like how you do business, especially when you take me to a restaurant. You always make me feel cheap. You order up two cheese sandwiches in a swell place. Then you got the nerve to call over to the manager and ask him why the band ain't playing. I remember yesterday during the meal, I borrowed $5 from you, and right away you send a request over to the orchestra to play Goodbye Forever. Is that right from you? And then you ordered up cigars. You told the waiter to bring two for a quarter. I noticed you took a 20-cent one. And besides, you stuck me for a $3 ticket for the Metropolitan Theater for the next Wednesday night to hear Mary Garden sing. I ain't going. I heard the imitation of her last night, and she is terrible. And on top of all of this, let me tell you that I'm about to fail. I'm going to make you a preferred creditor. I'll let you know now that you ain't going to get a cent. The others won't find it out for 30, 60, and 90 days yet. The goods that you sold me is like a $2 derby after a rain. Fine goods you sold me are your out dear. What broke me was buying whiff broom to keep dusting off the stock. Only one customer bought an automobile for me, but I failed tomorrow before he can bring it back. And I ain't coming to your house to play poker no more. You said it was a gentleman's game and didn't have to show the cards. You won every hand after that statement, I noticed. And what a bluffer you are. You bluff to everybody that you spend all your summers in bed and Benton. You spend your summers in bed and Benton, you cheaper you. You mean Yonkers, Yonkers. What's the use of writing to you further? Everybody knows what kind of a bandit you are. Who is no good swindler? You are. Who is a gunner from a charlatan? You are. Who is a cheap sneak in the grass and loafer? I am yours truly, Abe Kedibble.